And now on Stroud FM, we present a short play, Bread, by Steve Connolly.
Just to touch you.
Wonderful choices by Brett Anderson.
Why couldn't she pick something from the wedding list?
Daniel, keep your voice down.
Alice, why do we need a bread maker when that big Waitrose is just down the road?
But I'd have to drive to Waitrose. And you know Mother. She likes people to do their bit for the environment. Look, it does white bread, wholemeal bread, pizza dough.
Okay, okay.
You know how hard up she is. It was really kind of her.
But you still have to drive to Waitrose to get the flour. Completely pointless, like all those bloody wind turbines. And it looks like she got it at a car boot sale.
Daniel! Aha! Can you open it?
What?
Just lift the lid.
God above.
I need to add the olives.
All right, if it'll keep you happy.
Daniel? Daniel? Daniel!
Alice, what's happened? Oh, my God.
He's dead.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Thank God.
Do you have to be so heartless?
Well, it's not as though you loved him, darling. He's the most repulsive man you've ever been married to.
That's not the point, Mother.
Although, to his credit, he was the best insured. Come on, we don't have much time. Double indemnity waits for no woman.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think you'll find that Daniel left you very well provided for, my dear young lady.
Thank you.
I hope that will serve as some form of consolation.
What a conniving so-and-so! He always told me everything was tied up in Swedish government bonds. He couldn't get access in the short term.
That's husbands for you, darling. Not to be trusted. Breadwinners, don't make me laugh. Here.
Thanks. And all the while it was in short-term cash deposits in the city.
Never mind, darling. It's all yours now. Cheers.
Thank you, Mother.
You make a beautiful widow, darling. Have I ever told you?
Every time, Mother.
Well, it's true. Now, drink up. I want to get that cheque in the bank ASAP. It's your cousin Julia's birthday next month. And I promised I'd send a little something.
Oh, must we? It only encourages her.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Haven't we met somewhere?
I don't think so.
I'm sure we have. Were you in Monte Carlo back in the autumn?
Monte Carlo? In the autumn? Who ever goes to Monte Carlo in the autumn?
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I know.
I do so love an Aston Martin. Ferrari, you can keep.
What?
And a credit rating to die for. Well, in a manner of speaking. You're very quiet. Is anything the matter?
Do you ever stop to think?
Stop to think? Think about what?
About what we do.
Oh, I know it's not easy, darling. There is a price to pay. I understand.
Mother, we kill people. Rich people. For their money.
What's got into you? It's been 10 years. You'd think you'd have got used to it by now. Ah. I understand. How stupid of me.
What?
I should have guessed. I should have seen the signs.
What signs?
Don't play the slippery eel with me, my sweet innocent child. You like this one, don't you?
That's not... Not it. That's not it at all.
That easy smile, that floppy hair, like a big puppy.
Mother?
I knew we should have gone for that middle-aged surgeon. You know where you are with a comb-over. Easy smiles do not pay the rent, darling. And floppy hair doesn't put bread on the table.
But surely we have enough money now. Must we keep on and on?
I say when it's time to finish, Alice. Me.
I know Father walked out.
Don't you dare mention that man to me. Don't you dare.
I'm sorry.
When I think of what he put me through, what I had to do to survive, I swore on his coffin the day after I killed him that you would never have to suffer what I had to. Understand?
Yes, Mother.
Do you want to do without? Live like your cousin Julia, scraping by on a librarian's salary? Shopping for cheap food in those awful supermarkets? Well?
No, Mother.
No, Mother. So let's get one thing straight, darling. It's over when I say it's over. No child of mine is going to live on state handouts. I have a mother's pride.
Look, Mother.
Darling, it's beautiful. And Cartier, if my eyes don't deceive me. Solitaire, 5 carat.
You have a good eye, Mrs. Smith. Nothing is too good for this young lady. Although I did have to do some persuading.
Did you now?
Come on, Mother. A girl can't afford to be too easy.
Say you'll forgive her and promise you'll help plan the wedding.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mother.
And I suppose I'd better start looking for a wedding present.
Drive down to the coast, darling. Take a look at that boat. Have lunch in Brighton. What do you think?
Sounds wonderful, darling.
Thank you, darling. Would your mama care to join us?
I'm so glad you don't mind her staying with us.
For you, my sweet, she can stay forever.
I don't think that will be quite necessary.
I wish that infernal machine would hurry up. I'm dying for a piece of toast. Is it nearly finished?
I'm not sure. There's bread in the freezer, if you'd prefer.
No, your mother's been going on about that machine for days, and it was her wedding present. I can wait.
Good morning, darlings.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, Mrs. S.
Frank, what did I tell you?
Good morning, Mama.
That's better. Now, is there any toast?
Ready any minute now. I must say, these machines do produce the most gorgeous aroma.
I know. I think every home should have one. There.
Is it finished? Excellent. I could eat a horse. I'll do the honours, shall I?
No, don't touch it.
What?
Yes, Frank. Yes, please.
Don't touch the machine, Frank. Please, I'm begging you.
Alice, what's wrong? Hold on. Ow, ow, ow! I think it's done. How does that look?
Thank God. Thank God you're all right.
Whatever's the matter? Of course I'm all right, you silly goose.
I'm sorry, Frank. I thought...
What did you think was going to happen? That I might be electrocuted, like my cousin Edward?
What?
Edward Atkinson. Remember him? After all, you were once married to him. Your late husband Edward. Ringing any bells?
Oh, my God.
Who are you? What are you after?
My name is Frank, just as I said it was, Mrs. Smith. And I'm after justice. Justice for a decent man who did nothing wrong with his life and a lot that was good, who ended up being killed by a scheming pair of...
He was no saint.
Mother!
We could tell you some funny stories about him, couldn't we, Alice? He was no angel. Tell him, Alice.
I don't care what you say. I grew up with Edward. I knew him better than any man alive, and I know for a fact that he didn't deserve to die like that. Killed for his money, so that you two could live the high life and sneer at anybody who doesn't drive a Ferrari.
If you dare repeat a word of these stupid allegations, you can... In fact, you can get out now.
Mother, no!
I'm going to call our solicitor and have you thrown out. Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Mother! No! Mother!
Is she?
She's dead.
Thank God. For a second, I didn't think she was going to go for it.
You worry too much. When she gets that light in her eyes, there's no stopping her. Phew! You did that so well. I've never seen her so shocked.
Thank you, but we'd better get a move on. How quickly before we can transfer the money from her account?
I'm doing it now.
Excellent. I believe this calls for a little celebration.
I can't believe I'm free of her.
It's true, darling. Get used to it.
All those years spent planning and plotting and marrying those awful men.
Here we go, darling. To us.
To us, darling.
I need to make the call. Can you put this back in the fridge?
Delighted. You know, when it's all over, I think I'd like to...
Alice! 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 Julia, it's me, Frank. Yes, it's all done. Yes, both of them. And the money's on its way. I'll be with you as soon as I can, darling. Yes, I'm walking. To the car now, you silly sausage.
Bread was written by Steve Connolly. It was performed by PJ Cox, Claire Jackson, Chloe Green, Swithin Fry, and Steve Connolly. It was produced by Laura Manley. A Stroud FM production.